Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining me for our late night talk. It's February, guys. That month of the year. Oh, how I both love and hate this month. If you're in a relationship, it's great. You get flowers, you get chocolate, late night dances, massage, soothing, soothing words from your lover whispered into your ear. But if you're single, this time of year can feel especially hurtful. So, my lovely babies out there, listening in all corners of the world, I'm here to give all of us lonely hearts a little bit of encouragement this Valentine's Day. So with a little bit of jazz, a nice cat snuggled in your lap, let's just take a moment. This is for all the lonely hearts out there this Valentine's. The right person will come, but self-love is super important too. You deserve to be loved and be happy. I don't know if anyone has told you that any time recently, but it's true. It can be hard, especially at this present time, but you can find love in other things too. Maybe a friend you are close to, or a family member. Maybe a little fluffy companion, such as the one in my lap, that you can definitely hear purring. Or maybe online friends, those friends that we have that we may not know physically, but are with us because they love us for who we are. Not how we look, but our hearts and our souls that we so eagerly broadcast online. Love comes in many forms and shapes, and I know Valentine's is mostly for people in relationships, but it doesn't have to be. It can come in so many different forms. First and foremost, let's start with yourself. You deserve to love yourself. Because everything you have gone through has led you right here, to this moment. Every trial and every hurdle, you, and only you, got through it. And that is pretty fucking amazing, if I do say so myself. You are strong and fucking powerful, be it in your words, in your art, or any form of self-expression. And you should love yourself. You know that, right? I know it can be rather lonely and tedious, but you are worth it. You are worth everything you think you are and the things you don't think you are. Self-worth is important. You should not settle for fear of being alone. There is a love story out there for you, and it's waiting for you. Right now, I want you to do something. I want you to write 5 compliments to yourself as if you were looking at someone else. And then you'll be able to see just how special you are. You might think, ugh, this is a task you're not up for, but if you are kind to others, why not start off being kind to yourself? Cupid may have missed you this year, but God is already writing your predestined story, and boy, it's gonna be epic. Or if you don't believe in God, then know that you are in charge of writing your own story, and goddamn, it's gonna be an amazing one. That love story you craft, for is within your reach, and you just have to take it one step at a time and have hope. Indulge this Valentine's Day. Buy yourself that treat. Buy yourself that bunch of flowers, that bar of chocolate, that takeout, that heart-shaped taco box, whatever it is. that little gift that you've been saving for, because you are fucking worth it. Serotonin is a great feeling, and it lifts up the darkest of moods, so you need to realize that you, my dear listener, know that you're worth it. That's why you clicked on this audio. They may not be the conscious reason why you think you clicked on this audio, but your heart knows. Your spirit knows. Because you wanted positivity and comfort, because you know you deserve the very best. I know seeking comfort from an audio is not the same as the real thing, but it can provide you with the words you seek and the validation you need. The validation that you are so fucking worth it. You are worth loving and you are worth knowing. Don't be down that you're alone this Valentine's. You're perfect. You are perfect is probably what your soulmate out there is thinking of right now. Love is beautiful and kind and deserves to be seen. Let your love towards others be seen by yourself, because you are amazing, sweet, caring, and last but not least, important. So I hope these words provide you a little comfort in knowing that I care and I'm rooting for you. I truly am. I am hoping that you learn to love the amazing, kind, caring, and yes, awesome person that you are. Don't let the doubts and the insecurities overcome the good things you are, because you are full of goodness and light and positivity and yes, even love. Each person, including you, has the ability to get through anything. Sometimes you may struggle and fall, but you always get back up and always try again. Trying is the whole point of life. You can try to do anything you put your mind to, so if you don't want to be alone this Valentine's, reach out to friends, reach out to loved ones, and spend time with those that love you now. Romantic love is not the catch-all end-all. It's fun, it's nice, but there are many, many different ways to love. So reach out. Find those that care about you, that beautiful you, who you are here in this moment. Here, I'm going to speak a little poem for you that the writer of this script wrote for you, dear listener. Dear listener, you may be alone this Valentine's Day, but it will not always be this way. Love is heading in your direction. It's the stranger offering warmth and affection. It's the fluffy and cute making you smile. It's the friend you haven't heard from in a while. It's the smile upon your face that blesses others with your grace. Cupid missed his shot when he aimed at your heart, but Cupid always comes back and finally hits that dart. One day, someone amazing will come by to you, and you'll know why love never passed you by. So, dear listener, don't be feeling down. No one falls in love with a frown. So shine your light and smile. Your love story might take a while. I hope you like this short, sweet poem by Sunsets. So please, dear listener, this Valentine's Day, look in the mirror and know the person staring back is worthy of love and is so worth happiness. Don't allow negativity in your heart. You, dear listener, are far too good for that. I want to offer you a big virtual cuddle and all the love that I could send out to you from where I am, because you deserve it. and you have a place to come and lay your head and listen anytime if you are ever feeling all alone. Because, and you must remember this, you are never alone. You always have me and others to provide you with the affection and support you need. Find an audio that really turns you on and listen and enjoy and practice self-loving till your heart's content. Find out what you like and do it. You are an amazing person who just wants to be found. Why not go out there and find yourself? Learn to love yourself, and lastly, learn to tell yourself that you are not alone. Take care of yourself for now, dear listener. And know, if you ever want to return, then just click this link, and I will be here to remind you of the amazing person you are. Happy Valentine's Day to you, and may your day be full of surprises. Smile for me, please. And wait. Waiting is worth it. When the right person comes along and you are so brave and strong and not alone. You have me. All my loving and sweet vibes headed your way. Hugs and kisses, dear listener. Goodbye, sweet Valentine. May love always be on your side.